I bring you very warm greetings from America and Hawaii.
Privážám vám srdečné pozdravy z Ameriky a z Havaje.
I live in Hawaii and we greet each other with aloha.
Bývám na Havaji a tam se vzájemně zdravíme pozdravom aloha.
So I'm bringing you all the love and aloha from the American people.
A tak vám přinášám velá lásky a aloha od amerického ludu.
I believe that this is a very important meeting.
Verím, že toto stretnutí je velmi důležité.
I have spoken all around the world.
Hovorila jsem po celém světě.
But I have experienced this evening some interesting things.
Ale tento večer jsem zažila některé zvláštní věci.
Whenever God plans something very special,
vždy keď Boh plánuje něco velmi důležité,
I see the enemy of God trying to prevent it.
Boží nepřítel se snaží tomu zabránit.
This is the first time I speak in a meet in a hall where somebody dug all the road around up.
Toto je první raz, keď hovorím v sále, která je celá obkopaná priekopami.
That's a new one for me.
To je pro mě něco úplně nové.
And then the mics didn't work.
Potom přestanou fungovat mikrofony.
And would you believe just before I came up my hearing aid went dead.
A verte alebo neverte, těsně před tím, co jsme přišli sem, moje naslouchadlo přestalo fungovat, došla baterka.
So then I said to the Lord,
a tak jsem hovorila pánovi,
if the enemy of God fights that hard,
keď Satan tak silno bojuje,
there must be something very special going on
musí
tonight.
Sa diať niečo veľmi zvláštneho dnes večer.
And so I do not know how many of you have read my book.
Neviem, koľký z vás čítali moju knihu.
And this is not a commercial. I just say if you have not read the book, I think you can purchase it and I will autograph it up here.
Neberte to ako reklamu, ale keď ste ju nečítali, je možnosť si potom kúpiť a tu si nechať podpísať.
And I'm even willing to talk to you.
Som ochotná s vámi aj hovoriť.
Through my interpreter.
Cez moju prekladateľku.
And she does not need a hearing aid.
Ona nepotrebuje naslúchadlo.
And so for those who don't know about my life story, I would like to give it to you in a very short version.
A tým z vás, ktorí ešte nepoznáte môj životný príbeh, by som chcela povedať tak skratke.
As you were told in the book, I was born in the Czech Republic, actually in the German Sudetenland.
Už viete, že som sa narodila v Českej republike, vtedy to bolo územie sudetského Nemecka.
I was born after World War I, not two.
Narodila som sa po prvej svetovej vojne, nie po druhej.
This is a long, long time.
To už je veľmi, veľmi dlhá doba.
Because for some of you even World War II is history.
Pro niektoré z vás aj druhá svetová vojna už je históriou.
And I'm now 84 years old.
Mne je teraz 84 rokov.
And I believe that God kept me alive.
A verím, že ma Boh zachoval pri živote.
As an eyewitness.
Jako očitého svedka.
To a very horrible time after World War II.
Svedka velmi těžké doby po druhé světové vojně.
Because if you read it in a book, it is a story.
Protože když si to čítáte v knihe, je to iba příběh.
But when you go through some very horrible times,
ale keď prechádzate některými velmi těžkými dobami,
it is an experience that shapes your life.
Je to zkušenost, která otrasie vaším životem.
And so I was born after World War I and I had some other problems.
Narodila som sa po prvej svetovej vojne a už od môjho narodenia ma sprevádzali problémy.
Since I was born into the Sudetenland, my language was German.
Mojím rodným jazykom bola nemčina.
My mama died when I was young.
Moja mamička zomrela tesne po mojom narodení.
My papa did not want girls.
Můj ocko nestál o dcery.
And he had only three girls.
A mal iba tři děti, všetko dcery.
And so my mama knew if she died, she would leave orphans.
A moja mamička vedela, keď bola chorá, že keď zomrie, zostanú po nej siroty.
And she took that little baby me and she went far into the mountains to a small cottage.
A tak zobrala malé bábetko mňa a cestovala ďalekú cestu do jednej horskej vesničky.
And she was a Christian.
Ona bola veriaca kresťanka.
And she went to a Christian friend.
A navštívila svoju veriacu priateľku.
And she said, "Would you keep my baby until I get well?"
A poprosila, mohla by sa se mi postarať o toto bábetko, kým sa neuzdravím.
And my foster mother knew that her husband would be very upset.
Moja nevlastná mama vedela veľmi dobre, že jej manžel sa bude hnevať.
Times were so hard, people didn't have enough food for their own children.
Bola ťažká doba a ľudia nemali dostatok jedla pro svoje vlastné deti.
There were four children in that home.
Ta rodina mala štyri vlastné deti.
But she took me in.
Presto ma napriek tomu ma prijala.
And when the word came that my mama had died.
A keď prišla správa, že moja mamička zomrela.
My foster mother decided to keep me.
Moja nevlastná mama sa rozhodla, že si ma nechá.
Because she wanted to do something good for God.
Pretože chcela urobiť niečo dobré pre Boha.
And I want you to know she thought she was raising me for God.
Ona si myslela, že mňa vychová pre Boha.
I wasn't the type of child that you could do.
Ale ja som nebola také dieťa, s ktorým by ste mohli dačo také urobiť.
I was an absolute problem child.
Bola som veľmi problematické dieťa.
And in the German language they call it das schwarze Schaf, the black sheep.
V nemeckom jazyku sme tomu hovorili čierna ovca.
It's not a skin color.
Nejde o barvu kože.
It's a personality.
Ale o osobnosť.
And when I came to America they had a better name for that type of a child.
Keď som prišla neskôr do Ameriky, tam sa tomu hovorilo inak.
They called it the creative child.
Tam to nazývali tvorivé dieťa.
And sometimes when I talk to the younger people,
niekedy keď hovorím s mladšími ľuďmi,
and I say, would you like to know what a creative child is?
A pýtam sa, chceli by ste vedieť, čo to je tvorivé dieťa?
I say, if somebody says to you like your mother, you're driving me up the wall.
Keď vám vaša mamička hovorí, ja sa s teba zblázním.
You're making me crazy.
Úplne sa zblázním.
That's what a creative child is.
Tak ty si tvorivé dieťa.
And so there might be some creative children here.
Možno aj tu nám máme niektoré tvorivé deti.
The problem is that I was that type of a child and I did not know that people could love creative children.
Ale môj problém bol v tom, že ja som nevedela, že aj tvorivé deti je možno milovať.
I was always scolded.
Stále sa na mňa hnevali.
And my foster mother believed in God.
Moja nevlastná mama verila v Boha.
But she believed in a God that she told me if you are good, God loves you.
Ale verila tomu tak a aj mi hovorila, že keď ste dobrý, Boh vás má rád.
But if you're a naughty child, God has to punish you.
A keď ste neposlušné deti, Boh vás musí potrestať.
Parents, please don't tell that to your children.
Rodičia, prosím vás, nehovorte toto svojim deťom.
It is not true.
Lebo to nie je pravda.
God loves even the naughty children.
Boh miluje aj problematické deti.
Does not matter if they are small or big.
A nie je dôležité, či sú to malé alebo veľké deti.
And I did not know about that.
Ale ja som to nevedela.
So I grew up feeling rejected.
A tak som vyrastala a cítila som sa celkom odmietnutá.
Not only by the grown-ups, but by God.
Nie len ľuďmi, ale aj Bohom.
And the only place where I felt to be accepted was in my little country school.
Jediné město, kde jsem se cítila bezvýhradně přijatá, byla naša malá vesnická škola.
And my classroom in that little mountain village was perhaps one fourth of this building.
A třída v té škole byla asi tak velká jako jedna čtvrtina této místnosti.
And we had all eight grades in it.
A všech osm tried se učilo v té jedné třídě.
And I loved to read.
A já jsem milovala čítaně.
And we didn't have much of a library, perhaps 30 books.
Nemali jsme veľa knih, možno tak okolo 30.
But I would read through those books continually.
Čítala jsem ich stále dookola.
And I loved my teacher and my teacher loved me.
Milovala jsem aj svojho učitele a on miloval mě.
And my teacher was very much a nationalist for the German race.
A můj učitel byl velmi zapálený nacionalista pro německou rasu.
And he planted all those ideas into my young heart.
On do mojho srdce zasial všetky tě semena.
And when I was 12 years old, over the mountain pass came some troops.
A keď som mala 12 rokov, přes horský priesmyk prešli vojenské jednotky.
It was 1938.
Bol to rok 1938.
And Adolf Hitler marched into Sudetenland.
Keď Adolf Hitler zabral sudetské územie.
And the Sudeten Germans welcomed them joyfully.
Sudetskí Němci vítali vojákov s velkou radosťou.
Because times were very hard.
Lebo bola tak ťažká doba.
And over the loudspeaker they announced when the troops came into our village.
A keď prichádzali do našej dediny, tak hlásili.
We have come to liberate you.
Prišli sme vás oslobodiť.
We bring you food and hope and work.
Prinášame vám jedlo, prácu a nádej.
And my foster mother was a very shy woman.
Moja nevlastná mama bola veľmi nesmelá žena.
And she did not run out on the streets like the others.
Ona neutekala na ulicu ako mnohí iní.
But she looked out that small window and said, maybe God sent Adolf Hitler.
Ale pozerala sa z okienka a hovorila, možno snáď Boh posiela Adolfa Hitlera.
The reason why I tell you that,
vysvetľujem vám to preto,
sometimes something can look so good in the beginning.
Že niektoré veci niekedy z počiatku vyzerajú veľmi pekne.
And there are not too many Germans today who will tell you that they followed Hitler voluntarily.
A nie je dnes veľa Nemcov, ktorí by vám priznali, že nasledovali Adolfa Hitlera dobrovoľne.
But Hitler came at a time where the people needed food and hope and work.
Ale Hitler prišiel práve v dobe, keď ľudia potrebovali prácu, jedlo a nádej.
And in the beginning what Hitler promised seemed to come true.
A zo začiatku to vyzeralo, že Hitler skutočne plní svoje sľuby.
And into my little school came Nazi educators.
Do naší malé školy prišli nacistickí vychovávatelia.
And they tested all the students.
A skúšali všetky žiakov.
And I had never seen anything. I grew up in that small mountain village.
Ja som vyrastala v tej malej horskej dedinke. V živote som nevidela široký svet.
But I knew all the answers of the questions they gave me.
Ale napriek tomu som vedela správne odpovedať na všetky ich otázky.
And so I was very excited to give them all the answers I knew.
A tak sa mi to veľmi páčilo a veľmi ochotne som odpovedala.
And these Nazi educators looked at me and said, "How come you know all that?"
A tí pedagogovia sa na mňa pozreli a hovorili, "Skadiaľ to všetko vieš?"
And I said, "Oh, I read it all in books."
Všetko som čítala v knihách.
And you know, young people, I need to tell you something.
A teraz by som ráda niečo povedala vám mladým.
It is important that you read.
Je veľmi dôležité čítať.
And you say, oh, Hanzi, we don't need books, we have the internet.
Možno poviete, Hanzi, my nepotrebujeme knihy, máme internet.
And we have television.
A televízor.
That's not enough.
To nestačí.
I'm today a psychologist.
Ja som dnes psychologičkou.
And I need to tell you that reading is important to develop a complete and mature brain.
A musím vám povedat, že čítání je důležité pro rozvoj určité části vášho mozgu.
Because when you read, you activate part of your brain that is your imagination.
Lebo keď čítáte, tak aktivujete tú časť mozku, kde je vaša tvorivá predstavivosť.
You do not need imagination for television.
Keď sledujete televízor, nepotrebujete predstavivosť.
You look at other people's imagination.
Lebo sa pozeráte na predstavivosť niekoho iného.
But you must develop your own imagination.
Vaša vlastná predstavivosť potrebuje rozvíjať.
And so I had not seen many things, but I had my own imagination. I was so excited, and the Nazi educators were very impressed.
A tak ja som nevidela za život veľa vecí, ale veľa som si vedela predstaviť a znala som odpovede, a tak tí nacistickí pedagogovia boli veľmi šťastní zo mňa.
And they sent me away for some more testing.
A poslali ma na ďalšie skúšky.
And somebody said we are going to send you to Prague.
A niekto mi povedal, pošleme ťa do Prahy.
And there you can go to school.
A tam sa budeš ďalej učiť.
Now you need to understand at my time poor children could not go to upper school.
Pochopte, že v našej dobe nebolo možné, aby chudé deti studovali stredné školy.
It took money and I was the poorest kid of the village.
Tam bolo potreba platiť a ja som bola najchudobnejšie dieťa v dedine.
I slept in the hayloft and I never had shoes in the summer.
Spala som na slame a v lete som nikdy nemala topánky.
And I would have never had a chance to go to a secondary school.
Nemala som absolútne žiadnu šancu ísť na strednú školu.
And so for me it was like a fairy tale was coming true.
Takže pre mňa to bolo, ako keby sa rozprávka stala pravdou.
I said you're going to send me to Prague. I'd never seen a big city.
Chceli ma poslať do Prahy, ja som v živote nevidela veľké mesto.
And I said, who will pay for the education?
A tak som sa pýtala, a kto to zaplatí?
And they said, Adolf Hitler.
Odpovedali, že Adolf Hitler.
And I said, he must be a good man.
A ja som si myslela, že to musí byť veľmi dobrý človek.
And so I said, what will I be educated for?
A pýtala som sa, a na čo ma chcete vzdelávať?
And they said you are going to be a Nazi youth leader.
A oni mi hovorili, že sa stanem vedúcou nacistickej mládeže.
And I said, oh, that's great.
Mne sa to veľmi páčilo.
I had no idea it was wrong.
Netušila som, že by na to mohlo byť niečo zlé.
And I went to Prague to Nazi school.
Odišla som do Prahy do tej nacistickej školy.
And I loved it.
A veľmi sa mi to páčilo.
It was very strict discipline.
Boli tam veľmi prísne pravidlá.
But they had so many books.
Ale toľko kníh.
And I could read and read and read.
A mohla som čítať a čítať a čítať.
But I did not know that the Nazis did something very bad.
Ale nevedela som, že nacisti robili niečo veľmi zlé.
The American people call it brainwashing.
Američania tomu dnes hovorí vymývanie mozgov.
And brainwashing is something very simple.
Vymývanie mozgov je jednoduchý proces.
Somebody gives you one side of the story.
Niekto vám hovorí iba jednu stranu príbehu.
And they give it long enough to you that you believe it.
A hovoria vám ju tak dlho, až jej uveríte.
And this is exactly what the Nazis did with me.
A presne toto urobili nacisti mne.
They gave me a story that sounded so convincing, I accepted it.
Hovorili mi príbeh, ktorý znel tak presvedčivo, že som mu uverila.
They said we Germans were the super race.
Hovorili, že my Nemci sme nadradená rasa.
And we were called by the great supreme power.
A boli sme povolaní prezreteľnosťou,
to conquer the world,
aby sme si podmanili svet,
and to make it a better place for everybody.
A urobili z neho lepšie miesto pre všetkých.
We would bring to the whole wide world food and hope and work.
Celému svetu prinesieme jedlo, robotu a nádej.
And the Nazis never took my faith in God away.
Nacisti nám nikdy nezobrali našu vieru v Boha.
They called it the great supreme power.
Boha nazývali velkou prozřetelnosťou.
The only faith they destroyed was my belief in Jesus.
Jediná věra, kterou zničili, byla věra v Ježíša.
And the way they did it was by teaching us to hate the Jews.
A robili to tak, že nás učili nenávidět Židů.
And Jesus Christ was a Jew.
Ježíš Kristus byl Žid.
But I believed it all.
A já jsem tomu všetkému verila.
And the great tragedy of my training in Nazi school.
Velkým nešťastím mojho nacistického vzdělání.
That through the 5 years where I was educated in that school.
Bylo, že během těch 5 rokov, co jsem se učila v té škole.
I never questioned ever anything they taught me.
Jsem nikdy nepochybovala o ničem, co mi hovorili.
And the reason why I thought it was truth.
A verila jsem všetkému proto.
I was so deep sincere in my heart about it.
Že jsem byla upřímně přesvědčená o pravdivosti.
I was so idealistic.
Byla jsem velká idealistka.
And years later I found a text in the Bible.
A až po mnohých rokoch jsem našla v Biblii jeden verš.
And it's in Proverbs 14:12.
Je to z Přísloví 14:12.
And it says there seemeth a way right unto a man.
A tam je napísané, že lidem se jejich chodničky zdají priame.
But the end thereof are the ways of death and destruction.
Ale na konci vedou do smrti a záhuby.
An entire nation had to verify the truth of this text.
Celý jeden národ potvrdil pravdivost tohoto verša.
At the end of World War II, I was a high Nazi youth leader.
Ku koncu druhé světové vojny zo mě byla vysokopostavená vedoucí nacistické mládeže.
And I worshipped Hitler.
A uctívala jsem Hitlera.
And I believed to the last day of World War II that Germany would win the war.
Do posledného dňa druhé světové vojny jsem verila, že Německo zvítězí.
And I found out that you can be dead sincere.
A přesvědčila jsem se, že můžete být velmi úprimný.
And you can be dead wrong.
A přitom se strašně mýlit.
And I was 19 years old.
Bylo mi 19.
And I learned a very hard lesson.
A učila jsem se velmi těžkou lekci.
There is a price to pay for everything.
Za všetko je třeba zaplatit cenu.
Even if you believe wrong.
I za to, keď něčemu zlému uveríte.
I ended up in a communist labor camp.
Skončila jsem v komunistickém tábore pracovnom.
And I tell some details about it, but I do not wish to talk about it. In my book I talk about it.
Neprajem si o tom teraz hovoriť, je to popísané v moje knihe.
In that communist labor camp I saw and experienced some horrible things.
V tom tábore som zažila a videla niektoré strašné veci.
And I got filled with hate and anger.
A vnútri som bola naplnená horkosťou a nenávisťou.
For you see, I had never done anything wrong.
Já som nikdy neurobila nikomu nič zlé.
I just had believed wrong.
Len som uverila zlé veci.
And I could not understand why I was punished.
A nevedela som, za čo ma trestcu.
And I promised myself I would never ever believe anything again.
A sama sebe som slúbila, že už nikdy nebudem ničomu veriť.
But I would survive.
Ale prežijem.
And I escaped from that camp.
Utiekla jsem z toho tábora.
And I went into Eastern Germany.
Dostala jsem se do východného Německa.
And I was full of hate against the Russians and the Czechs.
Vnútri jsem nenáviděla Rusou a Čechou.
And then I came to Eastern Germany and I found out the Eastern Germans didn't help us refugees at all.
A pak jsem přišla do Německa a tam jsem zjistila, že východní Němci vůbec nepomáhali uprchlíkom.
So I hated the Germans too.
A tak jsem nenáviděla aj Němcov.
But there was that rumor if you get to the American military zone, perhaps things wouldn't be so hard.
Ale hovorilo se, že keď se dostanete na americkou stranu, že tam se dá žít o něco lehčí.
And I didn't believe it.
Já jsem tomu neverila.
I hated the Americans because they were the enemies of Nazi Germany.
Nenáviděla jsem aj Američanů, lebo aj oni byli nepřátelé nacistického Německa.
But I thought maybe if I get away from the Russians and the communists.
Ale myslela jsem si, keď se mi zadarí utiec Rusom a komunistom.
And I stay away from the Americans.
Američanům sa vyhnem.
Maybe I could survive.
Možno tam prežijem.
I ended up at the border between Eastern Germany and Western Germany.
Dostala jsem se až ku hranici mezi východním a západním Německem.
Young people, this is again just history for you.
Pro vás mladých je to znovu už len historie.
That there was a time when the Russians and the Allies patrolled that border in the middle of Germany.
Ale byla taká doba, keď Rusy aj Američani strážili tu hranicu mezi východním a západním Německem.
And when I finally got to the border,
a keď jsem se k té hranici konečně dostala,
I found out that the Russians had developed what they called no man's land.
Zjistila jsem, že tam Rusy vytvorili také pásmo, které nazvali územie nikoho.
And you were not allowed to cross those several kilometers of land to the west.
Nebylo dovolené přes to území přejít do západní části země.
And that summer there were thousands and thousands of refugees trying to go west.
Tisíce utečenců se snažili dostat na západ.
And I tried to find out why would the Russians stop us.
A já jsem nerozumela, proč nám Rusy brání.
And they said the Russians did not want us to go to the American side.
Povedali mi, že Rusové nechcou, aby jsme išli na americkou stranu.
It didn't make any sense to me.
Nedávalo mi to žádný smysl.
The Russians and the Americans just as allies had won the war.
Lebo přece Rusy a Američania byli spojenci v té válce.
But nothing made sense anyway.
Ale aj tak nič iné nedávalo smysl.
And so I decided I would cross no man's land into the American zone anyway.
A tak jsem se rozhodla, že já prejdem cez to území nikoho na americkou stranu aj tak.
And you know, now when I look back at it,
teraz keď se pozerám zpět,
I see the hand of God.
Vidím ruku Boha nado mnou.
Then I was an atheist who didn't believe in God.
V té době jsem byla ateistka, neverila jsem v Boha.
But now I can see how God's hand was with me.
Ale teraz vidím, že Božia ruka bola vtedy nado mnou.
Because when I finally my girlfriend and I got to the border where we had to run across to the American zone,
keď sme sa ja a moja kamarátka dostali po tú čiaru, ktorú sme mali prebehnúť na americkú stranu.
Russian patrol discovered us.
Objavili nás ruské patroly.
And they started to just mow through the woods with their machine guns.
A začali střílet skrz tě stromy.
And I threw myself behind a bush.
My jsme se vrhli s kamarádkou na zem za kríkom.
And the Russians stopped shooting.
Rusy přestali střílet.
And I realized I was in a death trap.
A já jsem si uvědomila, že je přede mnou smrt.
The morning was coming up from the east, so if I go back to Eastern Germany, they will catch me.
Na východě vycházelo slunko, keby jsem se vrátila zpět na východní stranu, chytili by ma.
If we run to the west, the machine guns were in front of us.
Před námi byli Rusové a samopalmy, keby jsme šli dalej dopředu, zastřelí nás.
And I will never forget that moment because something just hit my thinking.
Nikdy nezabudnem na tu chvíli, lebo vtedy jsem si něco uvědomila.
I thought I'm 19 years old and I might die tonight.
Hovorila jsem si, je mi 19 a možno dnes zomrem.
And I thought, why did I live?
Na čo jsem žila?
If I die, do I go someplace?
Keď zomriem, čo bude ďalej.
And I had no answers.
A neznala som odpoveď.
And young people and all of you, I think it is very important that all of us know where we go when we die.
Myslím, že pre mladých aj starých je veľmi dôležité vedieť, kam pôjdeme, keď zomreme.
I was only 19.
Mne bolo iba 19.
Does not matter, I'm now 84.
A nie je dôležité, že teraz mi je 84.
But today I know where I'll go when I die.
Ale ja už dnes viem, kam pôjdem, až zomrem.
And I was so disturbed about it.
Vtedy mňa to tak rozrušilo.
That I decided I would take the chance and run past the guns over to the Americans.
Že som sa rozhodla prebehnúť pomedzi tými strieľajúcimi na americkú stranu.
Somehow I knew I couldn't die.
Vedela som, že nesmiem zomrieť.
And if you read my book, I found a little child at that moment and my girlfriend and I dragged her along as we raced over to the American side.
V mojej knižke si môžete prečítať, že v tú chvíľu sme s kamarátkou našli tam malé dievčátko a s ňou sme prebehli na tú americkú stranu.
And we made it.
A podarilo sa to.
And it was so quiet.
Bolo ticho.
No shooting, no shouting.
Žiadne strieľanie, nikto nekričal.
And I thought, why didn't they shoot? They saw us.
A ja som nerozumela, prečo nestrieľajú, museli nás vidieť.
And I do not know, my friends.
Do dnešného dňa to nevím.
But someday I will see my guardian angel.
Ale jedného dňa, až uzriem svojho strážneho anjela,
I'm going to ask him why they didn't shoot.
Tam sa ho spýtam, prečo nestrieľali.
All I know it was God's love.
Viem iba to, že to bola Božia láska.
And so we were across on the American side and we had gone through a river.
Prebehli sme na tú druhú stranu, museli sme prejsť cez rieku.
And that little child was just soaking wet.
A to malé dievčátko bolo celé mokré.
And we were wet from the hips on down.
My sme boli mokré po pás.
And I looked at that strange little child that I had picked up. She probably was 3 years old, a little girl.
Pozerala som na to dievčátko. Bola možná tak 3 roky stará.
And she had lost her mother and baby brother.
Stratila mamičku s malým bábetkom.
They were still back there in the woods with the Russians.
Tí zostali na tej opačnej strane v tom lese obklopení Rusmi.
And I knew the child would die of pneumonia.
A ja som vedela, že to dieťa dostane zápal plúc.
And I did not know what to do.
Nevedela som, čo máme robiť.
Because no German would take us in.
Lebo žiadny Nemec by nás neprijal k sebe do domu.
And all I saw was woods.
A všade dookola boli iba lesy.
But I saw in the distance a light.
Ale v diaľke som uzrela svetielko.
And though I thought they wouldn't take us in, I went to the light.
A aj keď som si myslela, že nás nepustia dnuka, išla som k tomu svetlu.
And I knocked on that door.
A klopala som na dvere.
And when the door opened,
a keď sa dvere otvorili,
I faced an American enemy soldier.
Stála som tvárou v tvár americkému nepriateľskému vojákovi.
I was so petrified.
Bola som tak vydesená.
I couldn't believe that I just got away from the Russians and ran into the next enemy.
Nemohla som uveriť, že som práve utekla Rusom, aby som padla do náručia inému nepriateľovi.
For the Nazis had told us that the Americans were like the Russians.
Lebo nacisti nám vždy hovorili, že Američania a Rusovia sú takí istí.
They would torture us, rape us and kill us.
Budú nás mučiť, znásilňá nás a zabijú.
And I watched all three things.
A ja som videla všetky tri tie veci.
In the Russian territories.
Na ruském území.
And so I faced that American soldier and I knew now I really would have to die.
A tak som sa pozerala na toho amerického vojáka a vedela som, že teraz musím zomrieť.
I would just like to say this much.
Ale chcem povedať iba toľko.
That morning changed my life.
To ráno zmenilo môj život.
American soldiers were the first people who helped us.
Americkí vojáci byli první lidé, kteří nám pomohli.
They gave us help, they gave us food, and they let us rest.
Dali nám najíst, nechali nás odpočinout.
And then they let us go and did not harm us.
A pak nás nechali odjít a nikdo nás neobtěžoval.
And you need to understand that I was a Nazi who had been taught to hate.
Pochopte, já jsem byla nacistka a učili ma nenávidět.
I hated them.
Nenáviděla jsem Američanů.
Why were they kind to me?
Nechápala jsem, proč byli ku nám láskaví.
And I couldn't believe it and I thought it was a trick.
Nemohla jsem tomu uvěřit a myslela jsem si, že je to nějaká pasca.
And I turned around to see if they were still coming to harm us when we walked away.
A když jsme odcházeli, tak jsem se obhlédla, či nás napadnou zozadu.
And they were just waving after us and laughing and saying funny things.
A oni nám mávali a smáli se a hovorili žarty.
And all I could say was danke, danke.
Já jsem mohla povedat len danke, děkujem.
And that morning changed my life.
A to ráno změnilo můj život.
Sometimes actions speak louder than words.
Někdy to, co robíme, hovorí hlasnější jako to, co hovoríme.
Nobody could have gotten to my heart with words.
Nikto by se nedostal do mojho srdce slovami.
I was so bitter and hateful and angry.
Byla jsem tak plná horkosti a nenávisti a hněvu.
But kindness changed my thinking.
Ale láskavost těch lidí změnila moje myšlení.
That morning I decided two things.
Toho dňa jsem se rozhodla pro dvě věci.
Someday I go to America.
Jednoho dňa odjdem do Ameriky.
I find out what makes Americans different.
A zjistím, co to je, co robí Američanů odlišných.
And that morning for the first time I admitted to myself that Adolf Hitler had lied to me.
Toho rána jsem si tiež prvý raz připustila, že Adolf Hitler nám lhal.
And I decided if they lied to me there had to be truth somewhere.
A rozhodla jsem se, keď toto byla lož, musí někde jestvovat pravda.
And I was going to find a truth that nobody could destroy.
A tak jsem se rozhodla najít pravdu, kterou už nikdo nemůže otřást.
And I went into Western Germany.
Odešla jsem do západného Německa.
And things got a little bit more normal.
Tam se život trošku znormalizoval.
And as I settled in Western Germany,
a keď jsem se tam usadila,
I always searched for truth.
Hledala jsem pravdu.
And when I found it, I was very shaken.
A keď jsem ju našla, byla jsem velmi otrasená.
And I believe today that anyone who sincerely looks for truth will always come to the same answer.
Já dnes upřímně věřím, že každý, kdo upřímně hledá pravdu, najde to isté, co jsem našla já.
Because the Bible says those who seek me with all their heart will find me.
Lebo v Biblii se píše, že ty, kdo ma hledají celým srdcem, ma najdu.
And that great truth
ta velká pravda
Jesus Christ.
Je Ježíš Kristus.
And Jesus Christ is not a religion or a doctrine.
Nie je to náboženstvo alebo věrouka.
He is not a denomination.
On není denominácia.
Jesus Christ is a person.
Ježíš Kristus je osoba.
And we have to find him personally.
A je treba ho nájsť osobně.
And I understood that.
To jsem pochopila.
And I believed that Jesus Christ was the truth.
A uverila jsem, že Ježíš Kristus je pravda.
But I did not think that he wanted me.
Ale neverila jsem, že by mohl on chcieť mňa.
Because Jesus Christ is a Jew.
Protože Ježíš Kristus je Žid.
And we were taught to hate the Jews. We spit on that name.
a nás učili Židou nenávidět a na jeho jméno jsme pluli.
And I was a very desperate young woman.
Já jsem byla zoufalá mladá žena.
Very sick and broken.
Chorá a zlomená.
And I finally went to Jesus and I said, Jesus, I understand if you don't want me.
A tak jsem išla k Ježíšovi a hovorila jsem mu, ak mě nepřijmeš, plně to chápem.
I know where I'm coming from.
Lebo vím, odkud jsem přišla.
But Jesus, I don't know where else to go.
Ale Ježíšu, nevím, kam, kde jinde by som mohla jít.
And you know, Jesus Christ opened his arms wide.
A Ježíš otvoril svoju náruč.
And he said to me,
a povedal mi,
come home.
Pojď domov.
I have been waiting for you all your life.
Celý tvoj život som na teba čakal.
And I can forgive you anything that you have done.
A môžem ti odpustiť všetko, čo si urobila.
And so I came home into his arms.
A tak som prišla domov do jeho náruče.
And I became a child of God.
A stala som sa dieťaťom Božím.
And I started to read the Bible.
Začala som čítať Bibliu.
And I found out that God and the Lord Jesus loved us while we were yet his enemies.
A tam som si prečítala, že Boh a Pán Ježíš nás milovali, keď jsme ještě byli ich nepriatelia.
He loved me while I was his enemy.
Miloval aj mňa napriek tomu, že som bola jeho nepriateľkou.
He loves each one of you no matter where you are.
Miluje každého z vás.
He wants you to come home.
A chce, abyste prišli domov.
And I did.
Já som prišla.
And so I came home to Jesus and he gave me the desires of my heart.
Prišla som domov k Ježišovi a on mi dal žiadosti mojho srdca.
He sent me to America.
Poslal ma do Ameriky.
By then I had a family.
Mala som aj rodinu.
And in America I had to learn a lot of things.
A v Amerike som sa musela učiť veľa nových vecí.
I was a young and inexperienced Christian.
Bola som neskúsená kresťanka.
And when you come home to Jesus and join his family, he will start to teach you.
Keď prídete domov k Ježišovi a pripojíte sa k jeho rodine, on vás začne učiť.
Because all of us, if we come to Jesus, start as babes in Jesus.
Lebo každý z nás, keď sa stane kresťanom, začína ako bábetko v Kristovi.
And he wants us to grow up.
A Pán Ježiš chce, aby sme rástli.
And so he took that little babe, me.
A tak zobral to malé bábetko, mňa.
And he started to teach me a lot of things.
A začal ma učiť veľa vecí.
I want you to know that the American people are very kind people.
Chcem, aby ste vedeli, že Američania sú veľmi láskaví.
They were like the American GIs.
A boli veľmi podobní tým americkým vojakom.
They would rather help than hurt.
Radšej mi pomáhali, ako by mi ubližovali.
And they welcomed me to America.
Prijali ma, privítali.
And they helped me a lot.
A veľmi mi pomáhali.
And a lot of things that I had to learn, they helped me with.
Mnohé z toho, čo bylo treba sa naučiť, aj s tým mi pomáhali.
But some of the spiritual things I had to learn just with Jesus.
Ale niektoré duchovné veci som sa musela učiť iba s Ježišom.
I still remember when in America I read one day my Bible.
A pamätám si, keď som raz čítala v Amerike zo svojej Biblie.
And I came to the text where it said that I must love my enemies and pray for those who harmed me.
A dostala som sa k odseku, kde je, že musíme milovať svojich nepriateľov a modliť sa za tých, ktorí nám ubližujú.
And I needed to forgive them.
A je treba im odpustiť.
And I threw myself on my bed and I cried.
A ja som sa hodila na lôžko a plakala som.
I said, Jesus, if I have to do that, I'll never go to heaven.
A povedala som Ježišu, ak toto je treba urobiť, ja nepôjdem do neba.
You see, the Americans wouldn't understand such things.
Američania týmto veciam nerozumia.
I couldn't go to help.
S týmto mi nemohli pomôcť.
Because they didn't know what was in my heart.
Lebo oni nevedeli, čo je v mojom srdci.
You see, when the Bible said I had to forgive my enemies,
keď sa v Biblii píše, že treba odpustiť nepriateľom,
I had to forgive a Russian who raped my best girlfriend in my presence.
Ja som musela odpustiť Rusovi, ktorý znásilnil moju kamarátku pred mojimi očami.
And I had to forgive a lot of people who were very cruel to me.
A musela som odpustiť veľa ľuďom, ktorí boli veľmi krutí voči mne.
And I said, Jesus, I don't know how to do that.
A povedala som Ježišovi, že neviem, ako toto mám urobiť.
And Jesus had to teach me something.
A Ježiš ma niečo naučil.
When we forgive, we don't forgive by feeling.
Keď odpúšťame, nerobíme to pocitami.
We forgive because God gave us a choice.
Odpúšťame, lebo Boh nám dal možnosť voľby.
We have a will that makes decisions.
Máme vôľu, môžeme sa rozhodovať.
And Jesus showed me that I could by my will forgive.
Ježiš mi ukázal, že môžem odpustiť svojou vôľou.
And so I did that.
A tak som to urobila.
And my feelings about it have never changed.
Moje pocity o tom sa nikdy nezmenili.
But I learned something very important.
Ale niečo veľmi dôležité som sa naučila.
If you are very wounded inside,
keď ste vnútri veľmi zranení,
the key to healing is forgiveness.
Kľúčom k uzdraveniu je odpustenie.
Until we forgive, we cannot heal.
Dokiaľ neodpustíme, neuzdravíme sa.
And when I started to forgive, the Lord healed my memories.
Keď som začala odpúšťať, Pán uzdravoval moje spomienky.
He healed my soul.
Uzdravoval moju dušu.
And all the hate and the bitterness was taken away.
Všetka nenávisť a horkosť odchádzala.
And the Lord Jesus healed me so much that I came to the place.
A Pán Ježiš ma až tak uzdravil,
where I became his servant.
Že som sa mohla stať jeho služobničkou.
I started to write books.
Začala som písať knihy.
My autobiography is now in 20 languages around the world.
Môj životný príbeh je teraz preložený do 20 jazykov po celom svete.
And he sent me around the world speaking about his love.
A poslal ma po celom svete zvestovať jeho lásku.
And about that great gift that he gives us when we learn to forgive.
A ten veľký dar, ktorý nám dal, keď sa naučíme odpúšťať.
And so I gave this message of his love and his forgiveness to us.
A tak zvestujem túto zvesť o jeho láske a jeho odpusteniu.
Until I got older and older.
A pritom stárnem.
And I thought maybe very soon I can now retire.
A myslela som si, možno už by bol čas ísť na dôchodok.
And I still remember when Jesus told me that my book should be translated into the Czech language.
A pamätám si na tú chvíľu, keď mi Ježiš povedal, že moju knihu je treba preložiť do českého jazyka.
And I said, Jesus, I am willing to obey, but it doesn't make any sense.
A ja som hovorila, Pane Ježišu, ja som ochotná posluchnúť, ale nedáva to zmysel.
The Czechs won't read my book.
Češi nebudú čítať moju knihu.
Because the Sudeten Germans and the Czechs hate each other.
Lebo sudetskí Nemci a Češi sa vzájemne nenávidia.
When all the Germans were sent away out of Sudetenland,
keď boli Nemci vysťahovaní zo Sudet,
there was such bitterness.
Bola taká horkosť.
But I didn't have that bitterness anymore.
Ja už som nemala tú horkosť.
But the Lord Jesus said, just obey me and the book shall be translated.
A Pán Ježiš povedal, len posluchni a nechaj tú knihu preložiť.
And I found out that Czech people did read my book.
A naraz som zistila, že Češi čítajú moju knihu. A díky tomu sme dnes tady.
And I was contacted by people out of the Czech Republic.
I Slováci četli moji knihu a pozvali mě potom do České republiky.
And they invited me last year to come to the Czech Republic.
Před rokem jsem jich přišla navštívit České republiky.
And they set up in very close to the cabin where I grew up.
A bývala jsem na místě velmi blízko toho té chalupky, kde jsem vyrastala.
They set up a public meeting.
A tam uspořádali velké stretnutí.
And I took a deep breath and I had to speak to the Czech people.
Já jsem se zhluboka nadýchla, lebo jsem mala hovořit k Čechům.
And I thought, how will they receive me? I'm a German.
A hovorila jsem si, ako ma príjmu, veď jsem Němka.
But they seemed to be very nice and friendly.
Ale přijali ma celkom vludně.
But during that time, while I spoke, Jesus spoke to my heart.
A keď jsem k ním hovorila, Pán prehovoril k mojemu srdcu.
And he said, Adolf Hitler has done many bad things to the Czech people.
Povedal mi, Adolf Hitler urobil veľa zlých vecí českému národu.
And he said, you were part of that group.
A povedal mi, a ty si byla súčasťou toho zla.
I want you to ask publicly for forgiveness.
Chcem, aby si verejně poprosila o odpustení.
And my first thought was, God, what did the Czechs do to us?
A moja prvá myšlenka byla, ale pane, co urobili Češi nám?
And God said, never mind.
Boh hovoril, to nie je tvoja starost. Urob to.
I asked the Czech people for forgiveness.
Poprosila
what
jsem.
Adolf Hitler did to them.
Poprosila jsem Čechou, aby odpustili to, co Adolf Hitler urobil jim.
And I need to tell you something.
Chcem vám něco povedať.
I did not know that Adolf Hitler did all those horrible things.
Já jsem nevěděla, co všechno Adolf Hitler robil.
I did not know about the Holocaust.
Já jsem nevěděla o holokaustě.
The first time I found out about the Holocaust was when I was in America and I did not believe it.
Prvý raz jsem o holokaustě počula, keď už jsem byla v Americe a já jsem tomu neverila.
And I could not believe that the German race could do something like that.
Nevěděla jsem uvěřit, že německý národ by mohl urobit něco také.
But when I finally had to face the fact that the group that I belonged to had done such horrible things.
A keď jsem nakonec musela sa dozvedieť, čo všetko robila skupina nacistov, ku ktorej som patrila.
Jesus showed me that the past can be only healed when we start to forgive each other.
Ježiš mi ukázal, že minulosť sa môže uzdraviť jedine tak, keď sa naučíme odpúšťať si navzájom.
I have asked many Holocaust survivors for forgiveness.
Prosila jsem za odpustení vela tých, čo prežili holokaust.
My ministry and I have become strong supporters of Israel.
Já a moja služba velmi silně podporujeme stát Izrael.
And I realize that I'm sitting here in a former synagogue.
A som si vedoma, že teraz sedím v bývalej synagoge.
And that there are not Jews sitting here tonight. It's because Hitler did such a horrible thing.
A viem aj to, že teraz tu nesedia Židia, lebo kvôli tomu, čo urobil Adolf Hitler.
And my beloved friends, we need to ask for forgiveness.
Priatelia, je treba prosiť za odpustenie.
Whoever we are,
ať sme ktokoľvek.
What has been done in the past to each other.
To, čo sa stalo v minulosti.
We need to ask each other for forgiveness.
Je treba prosiť jedny druhých za odpustenie.
And I know here in Slovakia you have an incredible history.
Viem, že tu na Slovensku máte nádhernú históriu.
I admire you intensely.
Úprimne vás obdivujem.
Because you have a history of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Po stovky a stovky rokov.
When you have bright times and you have dark times.
Procházeli jste dobrými dobami a temnými dobami.
But whatever happened right or wrong in the past.
Ale ať se stalo čokoľvek dobré či zlé v minulosti.
That is finished.
Už je to skončené.
The only thing that sometimes remains behind when such horrible things are done.
To, čo zostává, keď sa stanú také hrozné veci.
That there are curses over places.
Že nad miestami zostanú kliatby.
And there is a possibility for the things that have been done that you might have curses over places.
Je možné, že nad niektorými miestami preto, čo sa stalo, zostali kliatby.
But these curses can be lifted.
Ale je možné tie kliatby zrušiť.
We as a nation, it does not matter who we are, the Germans or whoever did wrong, we as people of that nation need to be willing to ask for forgiveness.
My ako národy, ať už jsme Němci, alebo Slováci, Češi, se musíme naučit prosit o odpustení.
I represent the German race and a group that did horrible things.
Já tu reprezentujem německý národ, který robil strašné a kruté věci.
I didn't know about it.
Nevěděla jsem o tom.
But I am now the voice of these people to ask for forgiveness.
Ale jsem teraz hlasem tohoto národa a prosím za odpustení.
And perhaps something similar has to happen in Slovakia.
Možno aj tu nám potrebujete něco podobné.
Folks, we have to stop hating each other as a nation.
Je třeba přestat se nenávidět jako národy mezi sebou.
The Czechs don't need to hate the Slovaks, and the Slovaks don't need to hate the Germans, and the Slovaks don't need to hate the Czechs. We got to learn to forgive each other.
Nesmíme se nenávidět Češi Slovákou, Slováky Čechou alebo Němcou. Musíme se naučit mať se rádi.
The reason for it is that by now the hate in the world can grow so big.
A je to důležité proto, lebo keď nenávist na tomto světě porastě.
That if this hate explode into another war,
keď s tou nenávistou dospějeme až do další vojny.
We can blow each other up and the whole planet.
Dokážeme teraz zničit celý náš svět, celou planetu.
And you say, well, Hansi, I'm just an individual. What can I do?
Možno poviete, Hanzi, čo môžem ja robiť ako jeden človek?
And every nation is put together with individuals.
Každý národ sa skládá z jednotlivcov.
Slovakia is individual and people.
Slovensko sa skládá z jednotlivých ľudí.
And perhaps God has called you tonight. Možná, to start that healing.
Možná právě vás Boh sem zavolal, abyste začali s tím uzdravením.
And God has always the same pattern for the healing.
Boh má vždy stejný způsob uzdravení.
First we go to God and ask him to forgive us personally.
Je třeba jít k Bohu a prosit za osobné odpuštění.
All of us have done wrong.
Každý z nás urobil něco zlé.
And then we turn around and forgive each other.
Pak se obzrieme a odpustíme si vzájemně.
We forgive each other in our families.
Odpustíme si v rodinách.
We forgive each other in our church groups.
V našich církevních skupinách.
We forgive each other in our group as a town or community.
Odpustíme si vzájemně v městech alebo v komunitách.
But we also need to take the responsibility for our nation.
Ale je třeba zobrať zodpovědnost aj za náš národ.
And ask for forgiveness.
A prosit za odpuštění.
And we also need to receive forgiveness.
A přijat odpuštění.
And it does not matter, folks, who did anything worse.
Nie je dôležité, kto urobil väčšie zlo.
Who did the greater cruelty?
Kto bol krutejší?
Forgiveness has to begin by the willingness to forgive, not by comparison.
odpustenie začína ochotou odpúšťať, nie porovnávaním.
And I believe with all my heart.
Verím celým srdcom.
That God wants to heal Slovakia.
Že Boh chce uzdraviť Slovensko.
You still have great open wounds.
Ešte stále máte otvorené veľké rany.
Some of you have very hard memories about communism.
Niektorí z vás majú veľmi ťažké spomienky z obdobia komunizmu.
You know the stories of your elders about all the harsh things that have happened.
Znáte príbehy svojich rodičov a starších o ťažkých veciach, ktoré sa udiali.
Perhaps today is the day where we start to forgive.
Možno dnes je ten deň, kedy máte začať s odpustením.
And in that spirit of forgiveness, pray that God will heal this nation.
A v tomto duchu odpustenia prosiť, aby Boh uzdravil váš národ.
But remember that healing always starts with you and with me.
Uzdravenie vždy začíná u teba a u mňa.
And I do not know what you think that you need to confess to God.
Neviem,
that needs to be healed.
Neviem, čo vy potrebujete vyznať Bohu, čo potrebujete uzdraviť.
I do not know if you even believe in God.
Ani neviem, či veríte v Boha.
But perhaps this is something that you need to settle in your own heart.
Možno práve to je to, čo potrebujete vo svojom srdci usporiadať.
And I just came to you as an eyewitness.
Prišla som iba ako očitý svedok.
And I was destroyed by bitterness and hate and hardship.
Ktorý bol zničený horkosťou a ťažkosťami.
And I can give you my witness.
A môžem vydať svoje svedectvo.
That when you come to Jesus,
že
he will turn your life around.
Že keď prídete k Ježišovi, on váš život obrátí.
Today I'm an old woman.
Dnes už som stará žena.
And very soon I will see Jesus.
A už veľmi skoro uzriem Ježiša.
But I want you to know that I am a very happy woman.
Ale som veľmi šťastná žena.
I have a very full life.
Mám naplnený život.
And I am very excited to serve my Lord every day.
A veľmi ochotne slúžim svojmu Pánovi každý deň.
And I wish the same for you.
A toto by som veľmi priala aj vám.
I wish for all of you to have a good and wonderful and rich life.
Všetkým vám prajem krásny, plný a bohatý život.
And the only way to have it,
jediná cesta k tomu,
if you make peace with God,
je zmierenie s Bohom
and with each other.
A medzi sebou.
And so let me just tell you that there is no more hate in my heart.
Verte, že v mojom srdci už nie je nenávisť.
I don't even hate the Russians.
Ani voči Rusom.
We have now a charity work in Belarus.
V Belorusku teraz máme misijnú službu.
And I don't hate the Czechs.
A nemôžem nenávidieť Čechov.
And I certainly don't hate you. I admire you.
A určite nemôžem nenávidieť vás, lebo vás obdivujem.
You're a wonderful and strong people.
Ste nádherný a silný národ.
And I pray that God will bless you richly.
A prosím Boha, aby vám hojne požehnal.
And may God bless your nation.
Bůh žehnej vašemu národu.
Slovakia.
Slovensku.
God bless and keep you now and forevermore.
Boh vám žehnaj a zachovaj vás až na veky.
Ďakujem.